Lee and Jess for breakfast. It's time to catch up with Graham Bass once more, Jess, to celebrate the launch of The Tree.
This is an absolutely beautiful book, and Graham Bass joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to talk with you.
You too, mate. This book is gorgeous.
It is.
In true Graham Bass style, you haven't let us down.
Oh, that's very kind. Thank you very much. I do try my best, so it's always nice to hear.
Now, I love the fact that with this book, there's you have to read between the illustrations a little bit, I think, and that makes it really special when reading it to a child. So we had a practice run with my three-year-old just the other night, and she was very, very interested in the storyline and in what was happening there and the relationships between the characters. And she also quite liked the word mushquacks.
Yeah, mushquacks and mooberries. Our heroes are a cow and a duck, so they're their favourite fruits, if you like.
So tell us more about the story and the relationship between the cow and the duck.
Sure. Look, the idea actually came to me. I was walking through the Kew Gardens in London, the big, beautiful botanical gardens, and there was an exhibition about trees. And one particular diagram really caught my attention. It was a cross-section of a tree showing the branches and the root system with the line of the earth in between, in the middle. And it was like a circle. There was as much root system underneath as there were branches above. And in my mind, that became like a northern hemisphere and a southern hemisphere with the ground level as an equator. And then moments later, it became a little sort of planet spinning through space. And I wanted to just have one character who lives in the top, one who lives underneath. And one day they discover each other and start getting nervous that the other's going to, you know, wants to take over the tree for themselves. So, the message is really, really clear and pretty profound, I thought. So I wanted to leaven this with comedy, which is why I chose a cow and a duck. And neither of which are the brightest animals in the world. Cows definitely aren't. Ducks think they are, but they're not really. So that's why we finished up with those particular characters.
Graham, I'm starting to wonder where these mushquacks came from.
Oh, yes, I've got a big store of mushquacks here and a crate in my garage.
Does writing, putting together books like this keep you young?
Yeah, it either keeps me young or makes me old. It's like kids, isn't it? But no, look, I've got the best job in the world, frankly. I get to sort of think of these crazy things and then have fun for a year or two making them real, and other people seem to enjoy them. So, yeah, there's not much to not like about it.
I love it. And it's interesting to then watch a child's reaction or listen to a child's reaction as they are reading these new stories, and because they come up with funny terms and funny words for things just constantly, and they don't need to try. When it comes to being creative, that's one thing I've really noticed with my little girl. She just doesn't need to try. It comes so naturally to her. I think as adults, we need to try a bit harder.
Look, that's true. And the important thing for me has always been to try and put layers into the book so that a very young child could still just enjoy, the silly cow and the duck and climbing into a tree. What on earth is going on there? Slightly older kids will begin to see all the other hidden animals, the other inhabitants of the tree, who are like the collateral damage when disaster does strike. And obviously, the older message is there for the parent who mm-hmm. might be reading with the child. The reason this is important is that I just know myself from my own experience with my kids when they were younger. But if it was a book that also interested me, my kids could tell that, and the sharing was real.
Yeah.
You know, rather than just reading a story, you know, it was actually something that you were sharing and both getting something out of. So I think that's why layers have always been an important part of what I try to do.
Yeah, most definitely.
And are there any little hidden secrets in the illustrations to this one? Are you hiding anywhere in your striped t-shirt?
Yeah, there's a bunch of little characters. There's five who start off living up in the tree with the cow, and another five who live under the ground with the duck amongst the roots. And you'll see a giveaway, but when the storm comes and over the tree goes, they all sort of meld and blend. And by the end of the book, when the new tree grows and they're back up in the branches again, they're all mixed up. All of the characters have now sort of populated the tree as one world. And the very last page is basically seeing this little planet of the tree and the roots and just spinning through space. So, you know, as I say, the metaphor is pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Great. Graham Bass, The Tree is out now. And Graham, thank you for taking out the time to speak with us today. We really enjoy the book.
It's a pleasure. I'll talk to you again soon, I hope.